Hi friends, we are studying the subject of consumer buyer behavior. This is chapter 2 on market segmentation. Interesting topic as such. I am Professor Ashish Hathi. I am going to take you through this entire subject. So quickly, have this learning objective understood. So what is market segmentation meaning it? What is the market segmentation? The benefit and the limitations of doing this market segmentation. Demographic segmentation stands for, and so there are one of the type is the demographic segmentation. What does it stand for? And overall understanding the family life cycle, which is also one of the way of segmentation, but needs a specific reference. Therefore, it is put in as a separate objective. So just to give you first an idea about what is market, we need to first understand before understanding market segmentation, what is market. Now, I have given you one example of a Sony television, and these are the boxes that you can see. The same is represented below. So total population is 125 crores of India as on particular date, out of which somebody who felt a need for television is said just about 12 crores. Then the interested in Sony. So out of that, people should be interested in buying only Sony. So that's say about 25% of this 12 crores is say 3 crores, and only 10% of them have the money. I may want, you know, I want to buy a mug today, but I don't have a money. So likewise, 10% have a money to buy Sony costly television. So that's about 30 lakh people, but only 10% are willing to spend on television today, television currently. So that is further brings it down to 3 lakhs. So friends, what is total market? So just to help you understand, the need plus intention plus money plus willingness is equal to total market. So need is like 12 crores. Intention is 3 crores, money, I have money to buy, this is 30 lakhs, and then willingness to spend that money makes it, that's a 30, that the 10% are willing, so 3 lakhs. So the market is 3 lakhs. So this is how the total market is understood. So it's not the entire population is your market. So we can move to understand what is segmentation now. You have a very classic and very relevant picture. In the bottom, there is a cluster of people. So that India's population, you can say that is a mass, and then the color coded. So there are different blue color in one end, green in the others. So this is what the segmentation is in brief. If I have to entire science of the segmentation is represented by this one picture. If you understand this, you understand segmentation, but I am not going to leave you at that. So let's understand that the process of partitioning a large heterogeneous market into smaller groups of people or a business which have a similar needs and a characteristics. So similar needs, similar characteristics, thus resulting into a similar purchase behavior. Going back to this people, large heterogeneous group of people, they are clustered separately, assumption wise they have a similar characteristic, similar need, etc. Therefore, belief is that they will behave also in a similar manner. For the marketeer, the importance is like if that can be cracked, then all effort can be driven appropriately. That's a solution to the marketeer. So we are trying to understand what is market segmentation. Here is one classic picture for you, which is a breakfast cereal market. Say if it is a Kellogg's, this thing, that that's just the product is one. But how you can see that it can be differently classified. Someone who is looking at a good start, and there are those people who are looking for energetic start to the day. There are people who say ke bhai family feeders and saath mein baith ke nashta karna chahiye, and one should have a healthy nashta. Mobile sneakers and sneakers, there are people who are on the move constantly, and therefore they prefer to have a healthy snacks, and that is available across say restaurants, 5-star hotels, etc. So it's again a conflicts, etc. Family friendly, dietary needs. There are various ways the people are segmented. They are heterogeneous groups is clustered into certain specific characteristics based individuals. So this is what the segmentation is all about for say a cereal. So this is what I am trying to help you with. How you can heterogeneous groups can be classified onto a similar group based on certain similar needs and a characteristics, similar need and a characteristics, resulting into belief is that they will have a similar purchase behavior, similar buyer behavior, etc. So that's a very simple understanding about what is market segmentation. Once you know the market segmentation appropriately, you move into then determining your strategy to crack that, strategy to approach them. Now you have a various, again, product category being provided in this picture. A ballpoint pen, can you really think? Therefore, you really can't get into segmenting different individuals. So therefore, it is known as a mass market, undifferentiated market. So you are broadly just targeting the writing, the people, enthusiasts, etc. So it's a undifferentiated mass marketing. Then comes differentiated marketing, wherein you identify certain set of people. It is applicable to many products, be it cereal products, be it clothes, be it, you know, even mobile phones, etc. You identify individual and their similar profile traits, etc. So you approach a differentiated segmentation strategy. Concentrated, that is a niche. Here's the example of an adult diaper that has been given. Very concentrated. People with certain age, with certain, problem that they face. Therefore, you are promoting an adult diaper for them. And then comes the micro marketing. That is the individualized marketing. You see these laptop covers and all, for a very select few, you know, who are fancy for such kind of a thing. So that's where the micro marketing comes into. You even may personalize as per his liking and all. So we understand segmentation helps you to strategize your marketing approach. So after we understood this, what is segmentation and its importance in differentiation, let's understand the choices that is available to the marketeers. This is an example of a undifferentiated marketing strategy. Like same product offered to everyone. A Levi's jeans, suppose if that is what, you know, they have a particular type of jeans. The same marketing mix, same product price, etc. offered to any and everybody. Okay, so that's what is an undifferentiated marketing strategy. Consumers are considered as having a same need, you know. So here assumption is they have same need, wants and the desires and same background. So same profile, like education, experience or one product will appeal to everyone. So these are certain assumptions. Do you think that this really works for any product in a way? So very undifferentiated low price product it may be, but not for product like Levi's. That's what I'm trying to emphasize upon. So how does Levi's go about doing it? So Levi's will have a jeans which is of appealing to the different strata of the society. So these are what you say the segmentation that they have done. So this is a segmentation to utilitarian customers, trendy, they every time want something new, price shoppers, conscious, etc. Now therefore Levi's has designed a different marketing mix. So different product pricing, promotion and play strategy for reaching out to these customers, different marketing mix for reaching out to these customers, etc. There may be the possibility that the same product may not be available at a same outlet, an outlet selling this product and outlet selling other kind of a product. So that's also possible here because it's very segment focused and they are trying to service all the segment. That is another part, you know, very segment specific, all segments, but offer a different marketing mix. So that's another approach. So therefore, after you understand this aspects of choices available to marketers, there are different marketing strategies that being worked out. However, we are not here to understand that part. We are understanding segmentation. So moving on, I'm not getting into the different strategies thereof, but moving on, differentiation can be on any aspects. On how can a consumer, how can a manufacturer or a producer create a differentiation for himself? Differentiation is critical because each segment, certain differentiation will appeal. You can segment on the differentiation can be on the pricing, can be on the style, can be on the packaging, can be on the appeal to promotion, etc., and methods of distribution. Exclusive showroom, it is certain products are available in exclusive showroom also and even in the general stores also, because different set of people buy that from the different places, etc. So that's what is the segmentation and the relevance of a differentiation there within. And differentiation can be on any of these parameters. There can be other parameters also. This list is not exhaustive. Is a segmentation an end itself? So once you do a segmentation, everything is over, then the answer is clearly no. Segmentation is in fact the starting point of the marketing. Therefore, we understand the subject as segmentation, then comes the targeting, then comes the positioning. So it starts with the segmentation, ends with the positioning. Thus, the famous marketing concept called STP, segmentation, targeting and positioning. They are generally referred together. So here is a representation. Like a segmentation can be useful for any product. It could be simple product like biscuits to like very sophisticated lifestyle products, etc. But same is case with the B2B product also, business to business product. However, they may look at segmentation differently. Here you are given an idea. In a business to business, there may be a price focused customers, quality and brand focused customers, partnership focused customers, they look more of a service and service focused customers. So there can be another way to segment. This is again not an exhaustive list to segment the business to business. There can be different way to segment. So deepening our understanding about segmentation, we are here to, now you can see that segmentation as a subject can be used widespread, and its use is like from creating an advertising appeal. Once you know your segment, their profile, their characteristics, you can create a great appeal advertisement. I am not getting into explaining each one of them. Essence is at this stage to know that segmentation understanding offers you an opportunity to influence so many decisions. So marketing is all about these decisions, your decision on the product, product needs, product development, price positioning, etc., product positioning, channel decisions, all has a linkage with the segmentation, because segmentation is nothing but dividing heterogeneous group into certain homogeneous group with people with the same profile and characteristics, therefore assumption wise same buying behavior. So having understood this, we get into understanding various benefits of segmentation. The segmentation first is it defines the market based on consumer need, wants and desires. So here this example which we have earlier covered. So various these aspects, they are all a cluster of people with similar want, similar need, similar want, and therefore the desire to have this kind of a product as their snacks consideration or a breakfast consideration. So therefore the product promotion price all has to align to this customer need. You may target each one with a different mix like that Levi's example, or you may target only specific segment with one possible promotion marketing mix. So that's how the one benefits. The second is marketing becomes more responsive to the changing market. Profile of the customer, their likes, dislikes keep changing. Now once you are in a habit of it, you will be very responsive to the changing marketing profile of your consumers, etc. Marketing mix and promotion mix is aligned to meet expectation of a specific segment. So this is your marketing mix, same way your promotion mix, same way your marketing communication mix, all aspect has to align with the specific segment. So that's another benefit. You are able to really effectively plan your marketing mix, communication mix, promotion mix to get the desired result. The communication mix is specially prepared. So as you know that I've just touched base, even to reach out and influence that consumers, you need to know his profile well. His stimuli that will trigger in him is the call to action. So that's why develop a better competitive differentiation. Ultimately segmentation, your understanding of a differentiation that you have, and you differentiate it from the competitor. That is a sword, you know, that will really kill everybody in the market and make you a king. So that competitive differentiation is also possible if you have a really precise understanding of your segment. Marketing objectives, strategies will get aligned. Once you have your segment clarity, you will be able to align that, and therefore you will be able to not only identify emerging opportunities also before others could find or defend the threat that you may be facing it. Efforts will have a synergy because now you are talking to a specific select group of people and you understand them well. You will have a synergy in your every action, every communication, etc. And you are able to then measure your performance. Now you know the profile that you were attracting, you know the behavioral aspects of it, etc. Your communication and everything aligned to that. You are in a position to measure your benefit. You have a number on one hand as to who these people are. You know them well and you have communicated to them. You know the response that customer responds to your communication. Will be able to measure it well. So these are some of the benefits that we have understood. However, every science or every aspect will have its own limitation. So what are the limitations of the segmentation? So it ignores the individual differences. So as I earlier also mentioned in chapter 1 also, though the students studying in, say, Wellinker Institute, MBA, profile-wise, they may be looking same, but each individual there, you look at yourself, are you same as with your other students in that doing the same course? No. So, that difference is ignored in the science of segmentation. Diversity in individuals today makes it difficult to handle multiple cluster groups. What is happening is, there is so much of a diversity that has happened. Earlier, the clustering them on certain specific demographic or certain characteristics was possible, either income or the lifestyle, etc. was possible. Now, each individual has become so diverse and his lifestyle is changing due to his exposure and all. Multi-cluster group segmentation is emerging, and that is a challenge. Segmentation is an expensive marketing exercise. So to do this right from, you have to have a stress, you have to have a research done, then you have to have decision about whether marketing mix, you want to have a different marketing mix. The moment you have to have a different marketing mix to attract different segments means you will have to spend more. So that's why overall the segmentation is considered as a costly exercise, needs more resources. This is what I just mentioned, Yane, to really reach out to different target segments, communicate through a different channel and media, etc. Of course, every channel media has to have a threshold limit for creating an impact. So you will have to have a threshold budget, and that therefore the total budget will go up. So production also costs go up, etc. So channel has to be different. So managing channel. So these are the challenges and the limitation of the segmentation. Psychographic analysis should be supplemented by the demographic analysis. What it is trying to tell you, segmentation is very well focused on demographics, etc. However, what people have said, the consumer behavior aspects says is the psychographic profiling is more critical than the demographic way of segmentation. So this is what is another limitation of segmentation. Needs management, management commitment. And it's like, if you are venturing into the segmentation, then it requires a complete support from the management, because resource will be demanded by you as a brand or a category head. Segmentation itself is not a solution. I have earlier also told you, segmentation is the starting of the marketing process. Then comes the targeting and positioning. So that's a limitation of segmentation that we just completed. So friends, after understanding the basics of market segmentation, we now understand the various base on which you can create segmentation. So these are the various bases available to you. As we are getting into them one by one, I am not like repeating it or reading them out. So first is a geographic segmentation. As the name suggests, the segmentation which is based on the geography or a location. So it has four variables that is possible: region, city, the density of the population, and the climate. So on the region, it is north, east, west, south. Many countries have their own other central, west, central, east, etc. So central India, we say also at our end. City-wise, it's like classification could vary though, but it is like urban, semi-urban, towns, category A, B, C towns, rural as we say, so etc. Density, like, so density-wise, it is urban, semi-urban, suburban also is a classification, and the rural. So that's a density, where high density versus a rural, the density will be less per kilometer of the area, etc. And the climate, hot, humid, cold, etc. So that's how the essence of that one need to know is that people who live in the same area have a similar needs and wants. So expectation wise, people living together will have the same kind of a nature, environment, therefore their need, wants, etc. are going to be similar. Can also cover some regional differences, you know, which is due to the climate, that also gets covered if you do a geographic segmentation. Can also allow segmenting the market based on density. So as I said earlier, the literacy, the urban, rural, that divide is also possible for you. That's why geographic segmentation has its own utility. Other aspects are, it is very easy to define, this segment. Media also has evolved around that. Media has evolved around segment, which is a geographic segment. You have practically for every geographic location, a specific media available. So therefore, you can use that media to reach out to that local population. You have newspapers of different regions and religions, etc. Right at the, this thing, Matrubhumi for Kerala, or Dainik Bhaskar, or you say Mumbai Samachar, Lok Satta, Lok Mat, etc. So you see that media has evolved. So they can take you closer to the target audience. Demographic segmentation. Demographic is the word. inclusive of many such factors. It starts with age, the sex, the marital status, etc., the family compositions, the size, the income, etc., and then the occupation, education, religion. So various sub-categorizations are mentioned to you out here. Yes, do take a look at it and understand them. It helps. I'm not getting into explaining them one by one, but let's move on to understand the significance of it. The statistical information of all this is available. Entire India's statistical profile on this factor is available. So you as a marketer can get a statistical input. Demographic information is, because of its availability and gets you the access to the identification of the people, it's a cost effective way to divide your market, and you are able to even target your market better based on this demographic information. It helps you to measure the effectiveness, because now you are able to identify the profile very well, and the number thereof, because of availability of the information, you are able to work the effectiveness of your, you can calculate the return on investment, etc. In most cases, they individually do not help you. And so just having a demographic profile is found to be not a very effective segmentation strategy. Therefore, along with the demographic, you try to have certain psychographic aspects or other element, other bases of segmentation mixed and merged, so to say. So sociocultural or a psychographic profile aspects, as we move on ahead, we will study them. So it is generally a combination of demographic and psychographic or a lifestyle aspects of segmentation profile that gives you a complete profile. So demographic, as this is a limitation also, you can say. Most population and media. So medias are also tuned around demographics. So media looks at the profile of an individual whom they want to reach out, and accordingly they have the most magazines are tweaked around the people's likes, etc. So motoring enthusiasts, fashion enthusiasts, etc. So that's why, you know, high end magazines or mass magazines, etc., develop their profile using the characteristics. So they understand these aspects of their profile very well. So they often tell you the demographic profile of their readership, etc., if they want to take an advertisement from you. So they will represent you the demographic profile, that we have high educated, you know, population or income ranging from so and so to so and so, etc. So understanding wise, one must monitor the demographic profile very well, because change there really gives a change to the consumer behavior also. Now you see that China may be the world's number one, but future forward they have one risk, which is high population of a dependent is increased so much, their working class population is very low, while it is reverse in India. India is a very high working class population available, less of dependent people. So this will change the way people consumption habits, etc., will happen. So one need to constantly monitor demographic for sure. And it signals you the changing consumption profile, availability of disposable income, etc. Geodemographic segmentation, it's a mix. Geographic and a demographic put together, it's a mix, because you are now able to get location aspects also, and you are able to get the demographic aspects very clearly applied to your this thing. So here the example of Banjara Hill in say Hyderabad, or say Malabar Hill in Mumbai, where geographically it is one area and demographically it consists of say high reach, high net worth individuals, you know, people with a very high income are supposed to be there. So for a marketer, the advantage is now they are able to target, they are able to reach out them very well. So as a result, the potentiality to get a more value for money that they spend is very high. Various activity can be on pin code, direct mailing is possible to them, because it's like a same pin code, everybody is there. So if you get a database for a people staying in Malabar Hill, then direct marketing may give you a better result. So therefore the geodemographic segmentation facilitates better return on money, as they say. However, it is again a standalone module, may be questionable. It can be a supplementary segmentation for doing your deeper marketing activity. Here is a psychological segmentation. So now we come to a very important this thing, which is related to the mind. So you have three aspects, like a personality, psychographic and social class. personality can be introvert, extrovert, etc., aggressive, compliant. There may be more categorization. Same is a psychographic, could be swingers, straights, conservatives, etc. And social class wise, lower class, middle class and upper class, as we say. So this makes your psychological profile, because people with these traits have a similar need, want and desires, as they say. So characters like inherent qualities and psychographic, when you say psychological characters are inherent to me, you know, and I have become this because of my exposure. But my entire personality, my entire inside of my mind drives my decision making. Therefore, it is very important. These qualities of segmentation will give you two powerful characteristics, which is personality is like every product of the brand. I will try and see whether matches with my personality. So see such a powerful relation between brand that you own and your personality. Many times you feel brand aids to your personality or brand complements your personalities. That's always a fight between an individual when he selects a brand. And psychographically, whether I feel buying this will uplift my psychological state or by society class, etc. So you buy a certain brand or certain this thing because you want people to look you upon and like, oh, he has made a difference to his life. So this is where additionally social class of course builds the profile, whether I come from the lower middle class, high income class, etc. That's also another way. And therefore, presumption wise, my psychological setup will be of that class of people. That's a belief. So continue to understand the psychological segmentation. We first understand the personality variables. Personality variable is collective various influences on me. Certain influences have happened on me that has built me what I am today. It may be out of my past learning, past reading, past knowledge gathering, etc. I create my set of thoughts which will determine whether this is right, wrong, etc. This is viable, unviable, and also this is how I made it myself. Some correlation definitely exists between personality that I have versus the product choices that I make. Like I being a, say, introvert, I will not go for a very highly creative or highly suggestive products or a product of the time, as you say. I will look before accepting it, whether everybody is buying, whether everybody thinks the wearer of this is a good person or a bad person, etc. And then I will get into it. Say like coloring of the hair. I have never done, you know, and I probably will never do it, and now I don't need it also, because then I thought it was a very, very strong decision, not aligned to my personality. So that's what personality and your doing things and your behavior is a strong correlation. That's what one need to know. There are various variables to one's personality. One need to really understand this classification is not rigid to this two or three that has been mentioned out here, but please understand the basis that personality based segmentation based on personality traits or a variable has a definitive impact on consumer behavior. Individually, they may have no meaning. So individually, if I look at it, one personality, this thing may not have an impact on my brand selection, etc. But collective confluence of it, making my overall personality have a bearing on my brand selection, on my usage of things, on the way I purchase, etc. Okay, as I told you earlier also, my daughter practically purchases everything online and I occasionally go, selectively do online shopping. So that's a result of maybe personality variables that we possess. Okay, advertise, her exposure is of a new age, what she has seen, her peer groups, her friends, right from school days, whatever that she must have experienced. So that has made her what she is, and today I am, because coming from the vernacular school, online was not a concept, personal involvement in the purchase, you know, every buying was a way we learnt how to purchase right. So that's so this is what overall I'm trying to give you an idea is the personality plays a very prominent role in consumer behavior. Personality can be derived also, the representation of personality is also on various other variables. So like here is an example of when Mahindra launched XUV500, they portrayed it like a panther. So they linked it to an animal, you know, so that personality of that brand to an animal. Panther, very energetic, very aggressive, very fast. So every element got so gelled well. So people accepted it. You can have a personality, this thing connoted in a geographical shapes, etc. You can determine consumer personality in a different way also. So brand like Champ Cigarette in India as a macho appeal, you know. So that's how the personality, one factor got so strongly associated with that every individual wanted to look like that charm guy, you know, smoker with the hat and the horse, this thing, etc. So everybody thought, you know, he's one of those, and yeah, those who started smoking that brand. So that's what the personality and its impact. Thumbs Up has introduced this macho aspect by bringing the Salman in. So brands tried to create its own personality in a way that it syncs with the target customers. Target customer must accept it. So other products for which the buyers are going to exercise personal choices can also use this. And so beauty, liquor, etc., clothing, where personality plays a role. A decision is based on the personality of an individual, where marketers then play the reverse game. So they try to influence you by communicating, presenting you brand and the product in such a way. Since it is difficult to try and tie a specific personality to a purchase of a specific brand, marketers turn to psychographic segmentation. So this is a limitation of a personality traits and a personality segmentation, where it is very difficult to tie a specific traits of the personality, specific slice of your personality to your specific choices. Marketers were looking out for an alternative, and that alternative is a lifestyle segmentation. So it's a psychographic segmentation. So you move to what you call a psychographic segmentation or a lifestyle segmentation. Psychographic or a lifestyle segmentation is based on a variable that helps marketers to connect brand with the people who represent a specific psychographic profile, specific lifestyle. You've seen people living a particular lifestyle, lifestyle of rich and famous, lifestyle of a successful individual, lifestyle of an achiever, lifestyle of a corporate white collar people, lifestyle of a blue collar employee. So this is what that psychographic profiling aspect comes into picture, which has to do with the way person lives his lifestyle. And there the belief is that people living a specific nature of lifestyle have, again, finally it culminates into same need, wants and desire. Their buying preferences, their buying behavior is expected to be similar. And that's where marketers see an advantage. Lifestyle is a mode of living and helps marketers to understand those who are in that behavioral living mode. For the example, the Dio set of 3 for just 100 could be the right choice for the masses who move on the railway bridge. Otherwise, considering a Dio, they are Dio which is 30,000 rupees also. So it is not made for those who are walking on the railway bridge and looking at the offer made by the salesman shouting, you know, 3 Dio 100 rupees mein, 3 Dio 100 rupees mein, and there are people buying it. So you see the lifestyle which impacts greatly. He is the one who definitely has seen a lot of advertisements. He wants to make a difference to his lifestyle, and for him, therefore, buying a Boss 30,000 is not critical. For him, have a Dio is important. So therefore, he got into this. That's also one approach to a marketeer. While those who are trying to look for the brand Boss to be sold to people, they will be present not on the railway bridge. They will be present somewhere else, because that's where those people will go. That's where those people will see things. So other prefer internationally famous brand XDO. They earlier were aligned to young, and they were trying to, create that enthusiasm about being attracted, etc. Pictorial this thing representation was such that, you know, if you use that, people will get attracted to you. So psychographic segment can also cover other aspects like showing you as a spendthrift, showing you the full of life people, etc. So that's also activity, energetic, etc., etc. So perfume like Boss costing over 3000 per 100 ml, that is aimed at people who are brand conscious, status conscious, they are internet believer of international lifestyle living. So you see, the psychographic gives a different dimension over and above the personality. Personality, where personality probably fails, the psychographic way of segmentation succeeds, so to say. To arrive at this segment, of course, it is very challenging. These data are not available. This is an entirely consumer research driven data. You will have to understand three things: activity, interest and opinions of these people. Activity, interest, opinion. Therefore, it is known as an AIO inventory. AIO inventory means you need to understand these three part of your target group people very well. For that, you need to gather information for the consumer research is the solution. So this is what I have tried helping you with, AIO. Activities like work, likes, entertainment, family, etc. As you can see, the interest could be in job or food or what, sports, grooming. So these are opinions, whether value is important, my mottos, my community, what is it, you know, society. So what is my opinion about all these aspects? Add to that, demographic helps you to probably create a better psychographic segmentation. But essentially it is AIO that is a critical aspect on which the psychographic or a lifestyle segmentation can be built. Thank you.